All right, so this is Foxy Cotton. This is episode number 4 of the Two Drink Minimum podcast. And so let me break down how the podcast works. For the first hour, from about, like, I'd say 7:30, I've been drinking longer.
Okay.
So the way this works is everybody here has been drinking for at least an hour now. Everyone's had at least 2 drinks. Some of us have had 3. Some of us have been drinking for more than just an hour. And at this point, we're going to continue to drink and hopefully get drunker. We're going to talk on a few topics. We're getting close to Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk about, like, worst and best pickup lines. Then we're going to move into our infamous skull bowl full of crazy topics, which anybody at the table can feel free to pick up a pen and write a topic and throw it in there before we get to it. Then we're going to wrap it all up with some would you rathers. And now that we've gone over what you're going to hear tonight, let's introduce who you're going to hear tonight. Like I said, I'm Foxy Cotton.
I'm Corey, hardcore.
Hey guys, I'm Moosh. Joe. Love that.
There are usuals, and tonight we have 2 guests.
Stacy.
Ken.
Ken.
Ken Dad's back.
Our designated driver, Ken. He was here last week, so, like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last episode. Sober Ken.
The nasal guy.
So let's talk about what happened after our podcast.
So after last time's podcast, we went to the Skeletor Karaoke.
When you say we, I wasn't there.
The last podcast,
Moosh was absent because she was sick.
She was pooping.
Yeah.
Puking, yes.
Puking.
So we, Ken was here, and me and Corey were here. Ken was our designated driver, and we went to Skeletor Karaoke. And when we left for Skeletor Karaoke, we got halfway down the street. And as we got halfway down the street, Corey began to start puking, just violently.
Everywhere
as we're walking in the street.
Everywhere.
So we let him continue.
I think it was a pizza. JoJo ordered like 3 pizzas.
Why did I order
some? I don't know, but it was good.
That was
pizza.
My favorite part. Like,
I wasn't even
let me
hungry.
Say, I wasn't here last episode, but I did the editing. And you guys are talking, and all of a sudden you could tell the mood shifts because there's pizza in the room. And it is my favorite
Foxy
moment.
For
like,
I did this. I had chopping.
You forbidden pizza, so I ordered like all the pizza in the world because I thought I would never get it again. I'd get it past you or something.
But I didn't forbid the pizza. Corey came late as all hell. As he always does.
Time.
No, he wasn't. No, he was on Corey
None
time.
None of us play
There's
no
such thing as derby time.
No.
It's Corey time. Because he does whatever he wants. He sits there and makes plans with you, and then, like, when you go to confirm them, he's like, what are you talking about? Like, so, this is what he does. Skeletor Karaoke starts at 10. I think he shows up at, like, 9:50. With, like, liquor. Talking about, I need to eat first. And I said, no, we're not eating first. You were late. Let's go. You're drinking. So I didn't care that you ordered pizza in the middle of the podcast, but we were not holding up the works for him to get here late and then order pizza and then eat.
I don't
before
remember
he...
this. I must have been drunk.
I didn't know. All I know is I ordered like
you ordered pizza.
500 pizzas, yes. And I ate like 200 pizzas.
And it wasn't enough because he should have ate before he drank. But
yeah.
So he puked all over.
Like puked everywhere.
Then we get the Skeletor
well, so
Karaoke.
You had the pizza in your stomach though. It would have been worse.
Yeah,
it
would have. I would have puked all my intestines.
That's kind of how I was puking last week.
Yeah.
So.
When we get to Skeletor Karaoke,
oh boy,
he goes immediately up to Stacy and tries to kiss her immediately.
Yeah.
Foxy's
like, Stacy!
I literally
don't
grab
even
him.
Go near him!
I'm like, don't you dare!
Because yeah, he's got puke breath, right?
I'm like, yeah!
Oh.
I told him, I like grabbed him and was like, don't you dare do that! I was like, Stacy, don't you let him do that! He just puked all over!
I
don't even
I was trying to figure
puking,
out why that's so weird.
That's
yeah,
one
no.
of events. I don't remember
gross.
Anything. I don't remember puking. I was just in that moment.
You
should have brought her some pizza. I ordered
I
so
know,
much.
I should have brought
her some pizza. Not bring me pizza.
Just
puke
breath.
No, I came
just
home and
breath.
Ate,
yeah.
like, made pizza.
I shoved gum
so
in his mouth.
To,
like, make
it
so
did.
Drunk.
Did you guys sing?
I didn't sing. Foxy and Stacy sang.
We
can
you
got
to sing a song.
What did you
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I like that
song. I like that
song,
too. I kind of vaguely remember it.
But you were like, let's go. We have to get the fuck up there and
grab
a
microphone.
Let's get the fuck up there and grab a
Dylan
microphone.
Was supposed to be us or was it like all girls?
It was all girls.
Okay.
But you were like, we're going to have a fucking microphone.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I don't care. I love it.
like I cannot wait for next week because it's Valentine's Skeletor karaoke.
Oh, I heard that.
Does Skeletor have a Valentine? Does he have a lady?
He should not.
I mean, I agree. He's probably emotionally unavailable and isn't
maybe She-Ra
healthy to date anyone, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have a Valentine.
Right? He-Man. Is his unrequited Valentine.
Does Skeletor live in Grayskull?
No, Beastman! It's Beastman! Did you ever hear Skeletor versus Beastman when he's like, Beastman, Beastman, what do you know about sucking all my cock?
Who's Beastman?
No.
Beastman!
I don't remember this.
Dude, Alright, Narkil, the group that like it was like Bane Margera's like brother's band, Narkil.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
Like they did a song like Mustard Man and shit. Like they was all comedy bullshit. Like it was, you know, whatever. But they did a song where it's Skeletor versus Beastman, and it's like, you fools, get the fuck out. It's like, now take your clothes off and work your legs, open your ass up like a keg, let me tap it. I must have it. Fairy fool, you are mine. I'll drink your ass like wine, and with semen pulls all over your head, you know you must be dead. Oh, Skeletor, I know you grew and sink it so damn good. And when you come on through my hood, I'll give you a piece of wood. Fairy fool, I know, and I will not disagree. There's one thing we all like. And it starts with He-Man. Oh no, I don't know which way to run and turn. Your words, Skeletor, your cock's on fire. My pants will burn. My cock's on fire for more dick.
Ooh, if any record labels are listening out there, sign it right now.
So
that's clearly the song you're singing next week for your Valentine.
Yeah, you gotta sing that.
Yeah. Yo, if that's in there, I would love for Skeletor to do that.
Sure, it's
not. Would you be Skeletor? Would you be Foxy-a-tor?
No.
Well, no.
I want to go dressed as Hordak and take his job.
Well, I was going to say, for Valentine's, because he was
or
red.
He is She-Ra?
Not
She-Man.
Hordak. Hordak is the Lord.
That's a different show.
No, it's not. It's all connected.
She-Ra. She-Ra is a different show. She-Man.
No, but no, it's not. It's a different show. It's a different show.
I know, I said it wrong.
She-Ra is He-Man's sister.
We know.
And She-Ra's got the more badass
villain.
Do you
remember Many Faces?
Wait, who's the villain?
It wasn't Many Faces. It was what was his name?
Many Faces.
A man of many faces.
Yeah.
He was the best action figure. Him and the little frog guy.
Yeah, because he had a little button on his head and his face button.
Yeah.
That was great. I liked Mossman.
Oh, I think I remember.
Mossman came with a little pit, and you put the ooze all over Mossman, and then it ruined his skin. Because he had like that funky, like...
That's like that weird frog guy.
Yeah, I remember. I still got the figure.
Yoshi?
He's green.
No.
If there was like any childhood toy that you either had or never got that you could like totally be like, I would like, what, you know, like something you'd be willing to like go to an auction and spend like money on.
Nothing.
Like what would that be? Really?
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing in your childhood that like... No.
It's nothing I missed out on, and my mom's a kind
I
of
never
hard.
Missed out
well,
on
it. Well, not that I missed out on it, but I don't have it anymore.
But I don't have...
So, like, if I had money, I'd totally be at an auction and be like, for that piece of my childhood.
Oh, like, if
back.
We were bazillion.
Yeah, no, like, I don't mean, like, clearly, we're all broke asses.
I still have my pet monster.
I would probably buy Gem action figures.
Yes! I would have Gem!
What's that?
And the Misfits, right?
Yes! It would be Gem and the Misfits and the Roadster.
Yeah.
They were my favorite childhood toys. They were so awesome. I said, why was Rio the ugliest fucking action doll ever?
I don't know.
He was so ugly. Wait, there was a laundromat in my neighborhood where the guy who ran the laundromat, the Asian dude, he looked just like Rio.
Really?
Me and my friend used to go there and just sit and stare at him and be like, it's Rio.
I miss My Little Bunny.
He had the square head.
My Little
like
Bunny and My Little Sister. Do you remember those dolls?
My kid sister.
It's the basis for Chucky.
Yeah, it was like right before Chucky came out.
My
it was like
buddy,
it looked just like chocolate.
My
buddy
and
they rode around in their
like
chocolate.
My brother and sister were twins. A boy and a girl. My mom bought them My Buddy and My Kid Sister.
Of course she was.
They were cool.
I had Kid Sister.
I had My Little Buddy and then my sister had My Kid Sister. I had them on the wall, looked just like Chucky.
You know what I had that was like really cool? An American Girl.
They still have those around.
Delaney has
they're
one.
They're still
I had around. Samantha. Like the
she was.
Yeah,
I was gonna say she was the one I wanted to shit out of because she
New
had
York
the long
City,
hair.
They have
yeah.
A whole
that's
like
the closest looking
salon.
To me. Remember how they did the like My Generation ones next, where you could customize them.
My sister, because that's what was like cool when my sister.
They have a store in New York City where you can go spend $1 million.
I took the lady.
Took her.
Did she actually, they came out the year that she was born. They came out with the Lainey doll. Blonde hair and green eyes and freckles, just like my daughter.
That's really weird.
I had a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, what about Gar's Pal Kids? They were my favorite.
Oh, shit. Did they have dolls?
They didn't have dolls, but they had the train.
Wait, did you guys?
They were based off the Cabbage Patch. They were making fun of them.
Did you guys have Hug a Bunch?
I remember Hug a Bunch.
This is the only movie I've ever said. Yes!
Do you remember the movie?
Yes, where the dog got stuck
in the mirror. They came through the mirror.
The doll almost died because the grandmother accidentally put it in the dryer, or in the washer.
It was a live action movie. They're just really fuzzy, plushy looking humans, right? Fuzzy monsters.
Like, there's nothing exaggerated or weird about them. They're just humans that are plushy.
Yeah, I remember them, but not well enough.
Hug a Bunch was a bald baby with one tuft of curly blonde hair in the top of its head. It wore gold lamé overalls, and that's it. And its name was Cutie Patootie.
This is gross on so many levels.
The movie was like, this kid's grandmother was dying. And for some reason, if the kid went through the mirror to the land of Hug-a-Bunch, also the grandmother almost killed the Hug-a-Bunch by putting it through the wash.
Does anyone remember that blue robot thing called Casey? Yeah. Like, you put a tape in it and it would just, like,
I remember Teddy Ruxpin.
The best thing about Teddy Ruxpin is
you could put any cassette in it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I used to put Quiet Riot tapes in my Casey toy.
Exactly.
And watch it sing Quiet Riot. Really? Metal
Teddy Ruxpin sings Metallica.
That's pretty awesome.
Aw.
Yeah. All right, so, next week, because these are all toys that we love. Mm-hmm. And next week is Valentine's Day, next Friday. We don't want to talk about love, because fuck love, because we've already talked about how it sucks anyway.
Yeah,
love sucks.
Love is balls.
Love is shit. Fuck love. I don't care about it anymore.
Love is like the leftover.
It's bullshit.
Yes, it is.
It's bullshit.
You were really in love last time.
Look, seriously. I don't need a definition. Here's the thing. Why is it that love has to freak people out to the point where they act like weirdos?
Because it makes you vulnerable. That's what's so special about it. It's a risk, you know?
But that's the thing.
Oh?
It is a risk.
It's a thing. It's
a terrible risk.
Look, I'm just bitter because I make poor decisions, all right?
You know what it is? I'm like a raw ball of nerves and emotion. Like, I don't know how to not
express how you feel.
I am, dude. I don't know how I had that when I was a kid.
Do you ever roll?
My feelings get hurt easy. Like,
you're sensitive.
Dude, I'm a sensitive.
You're honest, I am. I'm real honest,
and I'm real sensitive. And it doesn't mean, like my feelings get hurt easily. Like, and it's because, like, I would do anything for anyone. And I'm like, I don't, like, if I like you and I care about you, it's just, that's it. That's how I feel. And, like, if I'm weird that way. So, like, when you get the love, it makes it worse. So, like, I'm already a touchy, sensitive person.
I feel like my...
Stop it.
If it's working, it makes it better. Right? It's like the greatest thing that you can do.
It is. But here's my question. Somebody explain this one to me. Why is somebody who, like, if somebody likes you and cares about you, and you happen to feel those feelings of love for them, mm-hmm. why does it gotta freak them out so bad?
Because love is such an intense emotion, it brings out all the other ones. So you're feeling not only good feelings, but bad feelings, and it's so much easier not to feel anything. Like, and I think that's where everyone comes from all the time, where, like, I don't want to feel
anything.
Sad, so I'm not going to feel happy. Yeah. So if I don't feel anything towards you, I'm not going to freak out or...
That's true.
And that's always been my approach to it, too, where it's like, oh, I'm just guarded, or...
I try.
It's fun.
It's a joke. I feel like I say I'm guarded. I'm like, I'm so guarded.
Well, it's, like, you can be
as
guarded.
My arm watching the notebook, pumps blood off of my sleeve.
It's like gushing through your sweater.
Yeah, the problem is that sometimes it can make life very uneventful and very unemotional. Like, for most of my life, I've been exactly what you were describing, you know, and to an extent I am, but I'm hiding behind, I sort of built a bit of a wall because I was just so sick of, you know.
It must be a glass. It must be a glass wall.
I didn't see it.
You are magic. Well, you're fucking magic, man. That's all I can
say. Or you're just a shitty hider.
It's an ice wall.
I don't want to live like that.
Get out of the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you have Tinder?
Do you have Tinder? Oh, Tinder will change your life.
You should have Tinder.
I had it and I didn't like it.
What's Tinder?
It's the best app ever. It's my favorite. Okay. It is an online dating app. I have since.
Pretty funny.
I never heard of it.
Like everyone here, I'm deleting my OkCupid profile in favor of this.
I'm still on it, but I'm on
the
edge.
Wait, no. I don't have a Tinder.
Okay, well, this one's the one. Okay, this is what it is. It is a really simple app where you can either say yes or no based completely on someone's looks if you want to talk to them or not.
That sounds like Plenty of Fish.
See, that's why
but
I would get no action.
You see a picture and you swipe right if you don't like them and you swipe left.
But that's not even the best part. Because like that part's great because it's like Plenty of Fish and you can like really quickly.
Wait, don't you get like one line to describe yourself though?
You get like one line.
What's yours?
Mine's just my Facebook profile, which is all the ingredients in ice cream, like water and ice and ice milk and cream.
That's what your one line says?
Yeah, it's really dumb. But the best part about Tinder that is everyone seems to be missing, you can only talk to people that like you back, first of all. So that's a nice filter. And then it tells you who these strangers are Facebook friends with.
What?
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
No, it's fantastic. Like, I can, like,
so
really
can say
quickly.
That, like,
you're friends. You're friends with that?
Wow.
Yes.
You're like, no.
Yes.
I'm going to dislike you.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, it's a really
wait,
good
so
filter.
Wait, so you have to like them
but
and
I mean,
chat?
If you're
no, no, it just will list it. Like,
so
you'll
you
be like, oh, this guy's
kind
of cute, but he's friends with... no.
It's not actual.
So
no.
You can look at
can we
all
talk about
Facebook
friends?
Yeah,
Let's talk about Facebook.
I can talk about Facebook, but I have something to say about this movie thing that just came out.
Oh, the movie thing. That's,
I liked
that,
my movie.
I,
maybe
I
maybe
liked
if
it.
Mine was, I think it's
I
corny,
kinda,
but
I
mine was
hilarious.
Mine was so ridiculous. Me and my whole life was a joke.
I didn't watch your movie.
Mine too. Mine too. My second picture is a finger tickler, like
mine's
like to the screen, like French tickler.
Your most liked post. It was literally never.
What was it?
It was like, I'm tired of dudes in my neighborhood asking me if I like chocolate and then not actually having any chocolate. And then it's like, it flips awesome. To like a picture of me and my sister at her graduation.
My role in your career. So I
was
just like, I think some people it really hit it on point. Some people it was
like
because that like my most like post was the one where I was like, I just came home from my first leg of South Jersey practice. I'm feeling so good. I feel so good to be home.
Awesome.
It was like I watched Maces and Maces brought like a tear to my eye. And
say,
I'm
like a lot of people. And
it depends on how you use Facebook
though. Well, I was gonna say too, like it's how you use Facebook. When like I use mine for a joke, mine was all like pictures of things. But then, like, everyone, like, it's, because it covers the last 5 years.
It's like you and Wanda's titties in a pool of Jello at Sister's Lesbian
with
Nightclub.
Foxy and Wanda's titties. That's how you started. Why is my first picture? It's a total headshot, but for whatever reason in the circle, it only comes up as my chin and neck.
It's really good. So Amanda, she's like, good job, Facebook. And it's like, watch yours.
Yeah.
And watch mine. I'm like, my life is a joke.
Facebook movie was awesome.
I feel like it was perfectly made because so many people joined in 2006 and since then have all gotten married and had kids. So clearly, the people who are very like attached to it. Yeah, because like I've been there since 2005.
Mine was 2009. I joined when I joined.
You see, I joined 2005, so it hit me all through college. And if I was like any of my other friends, I would have hit engagement post, marriage post, and then those would have been the ones that were really liked, or like first kid post, like. And I don't have any of that. I've got like weird French tickler. Like the time I was like, maybe my resume is not so bad. Maybe I'm a talented person. Like, and it's like even sad because it's like. 15 people like this. Like, everyone else has got, like, 90 people love your engagement photo, and then it's, like,
yeah.
15 people like that you might feel proud about your resume.
I will say, though, like, you know, as soon as it came up, I was like, why couldn't I just do this on my own? I want to edit it. There's other things.
Well, you know what? Your guys is all awesome, but Stacy, her account got hacked.
Yeah.
So she has like 2 weeks worth of shit.
Yeah. it's horrible. Like, I had Facebook since like 2000. Actually, I got it right there. I had Delaney, so 2008. I had it. I had literally like 40 photo albums. I had like 20,000 pictures. Like, everything's fucking deleted. Yep, everything was deleted.
Oh.
It was deleted.
So it was like hack deleted, not
yeah,
like hack.
It was on one of my
crazy.
Do you have those photos?
Like a computer hacker.
It sucks.
No, not all of them.
Because
I was like, oh, they're on my Facebook. So.
Yeah,
because
I dumped them on Facebook to get
yeah.
rid of them out of my shit.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, and this is what I've always been told by techies, and I believe this.
Like,
if it was on there and it was on the computer, it's somehow there. You can get it back. It leaves an imprint. Nothing ever goes away.
Facebook.
I don't ever want any like. There's certain things. I have. All right. Do you have like? You guys might have this. I have like mutual friends where. So like, I have Facebook friends where. The only reason they're my Facebook friend is because I maybe met them once at an after party, and they were mutual friends
yeah.
with at least two people that I liked on the league, Rotary League. Okay. So I have this friend on there. His name is Mike. His name is like. He's always got pictures of like the comic book. Dude,
slug up. Hang on, can I like interrupt just for a second?
Oh shoot, wait.
Next time we
want
to use names.
Oh!
I got an app.
Oh! Right. Do it again! Wait, because you can edit that. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready? So, I have this Facebook friend whose name is Mike Sear.
You were so mean!
Wait, I want to sing a song. Ready? Shit, piss, fuck, card, chucks, every motherfucking shit, tit, fart, turd, and twat!
God damn, fuck!
Oh no! Bleep, and fuck! Well, you know what we gotta bleep? God. God.
Love.
God.
What is God?
What? Do it again! Go ahead, do it again.
What if
God
was
one of us?
Like a stranger on a
bus.
Just a slob of like
Corey.
Alright, we'll have names later. So you got this friend.
So I have this friend,
Mike
from Facebook.
Like the worst part is I know you're gonna hear Foxy like screaming over like this.
Fucking beep! That beep may loud enough.
No, no.
I would have to be the fucking beep.
We need a
beep.
Just need to train.
It's a dog right now, right?
We need to train ourselves.
Yes. Do you want some candy?
So let me reverse that. So I have a friend.
Awesome.
Why do I feel the need to be so detailed and drop names? I'm a fucking snitch. I be snitching in the street channel.
Officer, I saw who it was. Officer, it was that guy.
I be snitching in the street channel.
Fuck. We need to get it.
Okay.
Like, oh, you get another identity after you snitch.
Oh shit!
Oh, wait, witness protection.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, alright, I have a friend on Facebook. He's a mutual friend of a friend. Good looking dude, I guess. Yeah, whatever. So he hits me up the other night, and he's just like, yo.
What's going?
And I'm like, yo, what's up? And he's like, what are you doing? And like, what's going on? And I'm like, you know, I'm just chilling at my house. And he says something to me, and we start talking about comic books. And I go, well, you know, I'm like a DC girl. You know, I like all the girls, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that sucks. Your taste in comics sucks. What's wrong with you? And starts like bashing me because I like DC.
It's like before me. Wait. Who are you looking at?
What's going on?
Well, now that it's gone, I can't show you the picture. I'm online dating as you're talking, and there was a guy with like two rifles like flaring up into the air, and he's like, yeah!
Oh my god!
I swiped him left.
Oh, that's
what's
a good
left,
one.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you swipe someone else.
Right, yeah.
Was he good?
You don't like him.
So this
Damn
dude,
it.
This dude,
I did that.
This dude basically hits me up on Facebook, insults me, begins to insult me, and like, and basically pull my geek card, which I don't appreciate that. I'm a geek girl. And he's like, you're a newbie fangirl, you don't know nothing.
Ew, what does
he... And then he goes,
does he...
Do you want to come have a drink with me? And I'm like...
I was like, it's pickup line.
I said, what?
You learned that out.
I said, did you just hit me up to insult me and then ask me to have a beer with you? And he was like, yeah, sure. Why don't you come down? It's me and my dog. And I'm like, did you really think that would work? And he was like, why not?
Was it D-O-G dog or D-A-W-G?
It was D-O-G dog. But who does that? Do
so
people
like
do that? Do they
what
like...
What kind of dog does he have? I mean, I would like, if it was like a cute little puggle or a dachshund, I would totally go hang out.
You get to play with a dog.
From your asshole-ness.
You get to steal a dog when you break up, and you get to get the dog in the divorce.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
She's speechless. You go to hang out, you say, this dog has become emotionally attached to me, you are clearly a bad person, and I'm rescuing it.
I am an emotionally attached person to my game card. My geek card stands firmly in my wallet, goddammit.
Oh, well, that dude can't take your geek card.
No, but that's what he was questioning. He
well,
was questioning my geekness. He didn't even know. I said it's not even just about superheroes, because he was like,
he doesn't
superheroes.
Issue
but
them.
Who does that? What boy? What man?
I mean, like, that's like, right.
What so man is just, like, oh, you like comic books, we have a common bond.
All
well,
men, right?
Yeah,
they're like,
all
I like
geek dudes
you,
do
let
that.
Me make fun of you, let me test your knowledge, let me...
Like, dude, and then geek dudes are even worse about it.
You should tell me...
I don't make geek dudes like
why
that.
You just tell
I
me
do
just
all the time. And I don't know shit about comics, so it's even worse.
I don't meet geek dudes like that. When I meet geek dudes, they're always like, oh my god, yeah, somebody I can talk geek
to. No, mine always try to, like, knock me down a peg, and I don't actually know anything about comics, so they can't knock me down a peg, and they get all butt hurt. And...
But, like, who is the villain in the fourth volume of the third comic?
Yeah, and
on page 75?
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh.
When I try to tell them that I want number 354, the fucking first appearance of
yeah,
that girl
that
with an amazing fucking pink cover, they're like, you're gonna tell me? I don't, you're gonna tell, I
well,
don't know.
Well, clearly he's crap, and clearly Facebook is for people that you don't really know, but you keep around to entertain you, which is my favorite thing to
use. Dude, I mean, how do we get people out of the news feed?
You
somebody,
just,
there's people back like sharks. There's people I want in my newsfeed
yeah,
who are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I
want
to follow them.
I
want to follow them.
Friend who are on Facebook. I have way more friends than I have in real life on Facebook.
Because
and then
they
show up on my feed, people I don't know and people who post boring things. And then, like, my friends, I never see what they're up to. Ever. You guys, Moosh,
I think
is,
Moosh shows off.
Moosh shows, you show up on my feed
all
the time.
Because
Moosh,
I post
I get
all
Joe,
the damn time.
I know all you guys.
I don't
Corey.
Get either of you.
Get
you don't get me?
No.
That's terrible.
But you gotta like it.
Yeah.
You gotta like your stuff.
You like the stuff.
You gotta, like, tell Facebook
like, go to
what you
like. Is that really?
Yeah.
It really is because they have programs.
Yeah, I do notice the more I like people's stuff, then they'll wind up in my
And the other thing, too, is, like, it's starting
to
know.
No, there's a bunch of people with babies and weather issues that I never liked anything. They're always in my feed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got some weird stuff in my feed.
There was this guy in high school who was my brother's friend, who I always wanted to be friends with, but he was never my friend, but he's my friend on Facebook. And now, he's like, he comments on all my stuff, and he, you know, like,
so
no,
fun.
And I'm like, cool, we're like almost friends. This is almost what I wanted to be in high school. Now I feel like we're actually friends, but we're not. We're still not.
Yeah.
And my brother is like, oh, like, are you and this guy, where's the...
The what?
Beep!
Oh.
Our friends? I'm like,
later,
no, we're not.
Later.
We're not. We
that's
just,
awesome.
Like,
I
talk on Facebook through our comments.
The worst part is, like, I'll do that with my family now. I'm like, oh, like, I... God, I was
what?
At... I was at lunch. No, I was at lunch, and, like, my brother posted something about a list of cities, something, best and worst. And... A whole family conversation is happening down on this thread. But, like, I'm at lunch, and I'm like, hang on, I gotta talk to my brother for a second. And I'm just Facebook posting.
So, alright, would you like to hear a funny story?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I was coming home from work 2 weeks ago, and I was waiting at the corner.
I was coming home from work?
I was waiting at the corner of 15th and Girard.
I don't know
and
where that came from.
It was really cold, so, like, I wait for the trolley. Okay, and this dude comes walking down the street, and he has on, like, a Phillies jacket and a cap, and he's, like, dressed real nice, but he's got a Marilyn Manson shirt, and he's not the kind of guy, you know, like, I'm in the middle, like, I work at, like, 11th and Poplar, like, you know, good-looking, like, young black guy, not the kind of guy I expect to see with a Marilyn Manson shirt, so I, like, look at him and smile, and he smiles back at me, he's like, hello, I immediately am like, pull out maybe your I'm wrong. Card. I think my gaydar goes off. And I'm like, okay, hey. Okay, fuck. That's it. So
No, this is a stranger.
Wait, I could say his name. I could say his name because I don't have his real name. It's just his nickname. Let me get to it.
I gave up on it.
Let me get to it in the story, okay? So he goes over and he stands on the island. In the meantime, this woman comes out of the Little Caesar's Pizza right there. And she's like, oh, is the Charlie coming yet? You know, blah, blah, blah. She comes walking over. Now, she comes walking over. She starts talking to me about, is the Charlie here? Typical, like, SEPTA, if you live in Philly, like, SEPTA, like, is the, you know, conversation you have with strangers waiting up for the bus. I don't know if everyone does this, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
I have it written all over my face. Talk to me.
I'm the same way.
I can have headphones in, and it's like, talk to me.
They still talk to me. It's so annoying.
Oh, you with the red hair. How you doing? And I'm like, what? Huh? You think I'm going to ignore them and act like I can't hear them? No, I can't. Yeah. So I go over to the island. Now I'm staying there with these two people, and we're all talking. Is this a Charlie? Blah, 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 blah. Another bus comes, and the woman goes, I can go get that. And she runs over and gets it. I decide to wait for the Charlie. And he turns to me, and he's like, I like your hair. I like your earmuffs. And I'm like, thank you. And he's like, can I have a hug?
Whoa.
So at this point, I'm like, maybe he's not gay, he's special. So, too nice of a person. And I say yes. And he gives me this extra uncomfortably long hug. And when he goes to pull away from the hug, he tries to kiss me.
Whoa.
And then he proceeds to tell me.
With tongue or like on his
face? No, like he gets my forehead. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh God. So he's still standing there talking to me. He's like, I know about girls. I know about sex. I know about pleasing women. What? I know about this. Oh, okay.
Did he smell like...
No. He was special.
He was special.
I don't know. Is that what we're bleeping special? I don't know what his... Listen to what I'm saying. I don't know what his specialty was. I think I am saying... Look, I mean, of all the words you could say that would put someone down, special, you're special. I don't know what your specialty is, but you're special. He just came from a special art class, and he's talking to me. We get on the trolley. He proceeds to sit next to me. He's got his arm around me, and I tell you, I long for the days where people didn't have cell phones, because I'm texting anybody to try and, like, keep my head in the phone so he won't keep talking.
That doesn't matter.
He's talking to me, he goes, because he's special and nice, and I feel bad, and I don't know what to do because I'm too nice of a person. So I sit there, and he's like, can I give you my number? And I'm like, sure. So, of course, you know, the first thing he wants to do is call me. I'm sitting here with my phone in my hand so I can take his number. Oh, God. So then I'm like, he's like, where are you going? I say, Port Richmond, where are you going? He says, Bridge and Pratt. In my head, I'm like, yes, we're going to get to Front Gerard. He's going to get on the L. Boom, bang, boom. He goes, so what do you take what do you take after this? And I go, the shuttle. He goes, oh, so do I. And I go, wait, why don't you take the L? Like, dead seriously. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Why don't you take the L? And he's like, because I take this up to the Richmond Terminal. I get the 73. It drops me closer to my house. And I'm like, okay. So he proceeds to follow me into the store where I got to get, like, a soda and a... So then I go in the dollar store because I got to get toilet paper. He proceeds to follow me in there, and he asks me to buy him an orange juice. And I say yes, because I'm a nice person. I don't know how to say no.
Oh, my God.
So I buy him an orange juice, and when I buy him an orange juice, it becomes all booze and babes. Oh, thank you, boo. I'm going to get you back, baby. Don't worry about it, boo. I got you. This is all my fault. Wait, this story is not to inspire sympathy. It's to laugh at me for being this. Laugh at me!
Because it's so uncomfortable because, like, this, you do feel bad because this kid clearly does not know what's going on. Leading him on.
You should be like, hey, this is the real world. I'm not interested in you. You can't just, like, put your arm around strangers on the trolley. That's not okay. You can't follow someone into a store and ask them to buy you an orange juice. It doesn't happen. You have to wait outside and ask for them to buy you an orange juice.
JoJo, I want to hear about your cheesesteak guy.
Cheesesteak guy?
Yeah. Remember? He asked you to buy you a cheesesteak?
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about. The cops came and everything. You remember? I want to hear this story. This is a good story.
Are you still telling your story?
We were only at Front Gerard.
The man who asked me, I can tell my story.
We haven't gotten
quick.
On the shuttle yet. I get on the shuttle, and he gets on with me, and he puts his arm around me, and he starts trying to feel my boobie. I said, oh, now, excuse me.
Yeah, teach us.
I said, oh, no, excuse
manners.
Me.
Manners.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Girl, you just gotta be like, why is your arm around me? Mm-hmm. This dude needs to learn appropriate boundaries.
As passive as I am, it's like, no, oh. And then you just like do a move and it's weird.
Or you're like me and you sit there giggling the whole time, texting people like, what the fuck am I?
Actually, I mean, I've done the worst. What are you doing? You gotta be like, dude, I'm not into cuddling on the trolley.
Right? Why couldn't I say that?
That's it. That's
a lie.
That was, oh my god, why couldn't I say that? Why couldn't I just say that? What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
You're too nice.
I don't think that's nice.
Pushover.
No, it's like you gotta learn boundaries. You gotta set boundaries.
Man up.
Zeesh is special, the boundaries.
Girl.
At the same time, though, like, I'm sure it's someone...
He's gonna get punched in the face one day.
And he should.
You
would have
been the person to be like, that's not appropriate.
But here's the thing.
Foxy let it happen just long enough so she got a good story.
Yeah, it's her fault.
And I think she's got that problem. I do that. I will sit there and it'll become a weird story before I shut it down.
Yeah.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie. There's a part of me in the back of my brain. It's like,
I can't wait to tell someone what the fuck.
There's
I'm
like, why you think I'm on the phone? And I'm already texting everybody. Guess what's going on?
This dude at the laundromat.
That's fair. I respect that.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm like,
I just also think, you know. You are a strong woman and you are an adult and you can set boundaries when and wherever you want. So if someone is making you feel uncomfortable, it is not out of line. I don't care.
It's not out of line.
I don't care
it's
if they're
not
drunk.
Always.
I don't care if they're special. I don't care if they're your best friend. I don't care if they're your friend's friend.
Yeah.
I don't care. You
it
can
does
say.
Work.
Well,
it
works. And you should shut people down, and you should step your boundaries up. But like, sometimes it's just the trade-off of like what is comfortable for me in this moment. And like, the other day I was walking home from the coffee shop, and it is like 5 degrees outside, and it sucks. And I'm just like walking home as fast as possible. And this dude screams at me from across the street, like, yo, baby, you can sit on my face. And I was like, are you serious? Like, it's 5 degrees outside. No.
That's why he wanted you to sit on his face.
It would be terrible for me.
I love that that's your first thought, too. Like, no,
it's
cold.
So cold. It's also, cold. That's really disgusting and offensive. But then at the same time, like, in that moment, I'm not going to turn around and be like, hey.
Stop, but you set a boundary.
Stop barking on me. I just kept walking.
But that is setting a boundary.
Well, it's not enough.
It is.
Because that guy's going to tell some other girl to sit on his face.
You guys want to know a story about a cheesesteak?
Yes, I do. That's the one.
Yes, I love this story.
The money story.
This story is real good.
So, when I lived in Northeast Philly, I had to go to the laundromat in Northeast Philly, right? At first, I didn't mind going to the laundromat. I was like, cool, I can like read books. Or like do something.
It's good. Down
it's like forced me time. And then like after one time going to the laundromat, I realized I didn't get any me time because everyone in there is drunk or crazy and wants to talk to you. Can you buy me vodka? Do you want some vodka? Oh, I'm the queen of the laundromat. Do you have a quarter? I can teach you how to shake your laundry out to put in the dryer so you can spend less quarters on the dryer, but can I have your quarters? Oh, sorry, I just stole your bra. I need one all the time. So after a couple months of this, I was like, I like to put my laundry in the washer and then leave, right? So this one time, I usually just like went home or went to the supermarket, but this one time I like didn't have anything to do, and I went to the bar. I went to the bar while my laundry was washing.
This is why everyone else is there is drunk.
Right, so I went to the bar while laundry was washing, and no one was there at the bar, and no one was talking to me, and I got kind of drunk. And then I was going to walk back to the laundromat, and then there was a gas station on the way back, and there's a man sitting outside the store, like the mart for the laundromat, and he says, do you want to buy this purse? And he's holding up a fucking cooler. Do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy this purse? This purse will look so good with your outfit. Do you want to buy this purse? And drunk me stops, and I say, it's not a purse, it's a cooler. He goes, it looks so good with your outfit. I just want to buy a cheesesteak. You want to buy this purse? I was like, that's a fucking cooler. I don't want to buy it. Sorry, guy. And instead of going back to the laundromat, I doubled back. I went to the cheesesteak spot. and I bought a cheesesteak. And I brought it
because he made it sound good
to this man who like is never gonna sell that fucking thing as a purse. It's a fucking cooler. So I go back to him. He goes, "Are you back here to buy this purse? This purse is so perfect for you." And I said, "That is a cooler. I don't want to buy it, but I got you a cheesesteak." And he goes, "Well, then you need this purse." I was like, "I don't want that purse. I just bought you a cheesesteak." And he's like, "This is your purse. You need to take this purse. If you want a cheesesteak, then you. This is your purse." And I was like, "I don't want that fucking cooler. It's not a purse. I bought you this cheesesteak. Leave me alone." But I like stood there, like drunk and like arguing, like belligerent. And yeah. He was just like, you know, hungry and belligerent. So the two of us are yelling at each other in the parking lot of this gas station. And he's like, "Take your purse! Like, I don't want your fucking cooler! Just call it a cooler! Someone needs a cooler! Sit on the outside of this gas station and say, 'Does anyone need a cooler? I'm sorry, I have this much money! I don't want to give you any money! I just want to give you this fucking cheesesteak! Just take this fucking cheesesteak!'" Right? And then... whoop, whoop! Cops pull up. The cops pull up. And they say, "What's going on here? Is Charlie bothering you?" And I'm like,
"Charlie, no."
They know I'm. He always does that. I guess he's. I was like,
"It's cooler."
You know,
he always sounds sick.
You know what I'm saying? I said, "Yeah." Yeah.
He is.
He is bothering me. I'm trying to give him this fucking cheesesteak. He's trying to sell me this cooler that he thinks is a purse. And I don't want it. And they go, "Ma'am, where are you going?" And I said, "I'm doing my laundry. I'm going home." "How are you getting there?" "I walked." "I'm walking there. I stopped here to give my friend Charlie a goddamn cheesesteak because that's what he said he wanted. And he's trying to push this cooler as a purse on me. And it's, look at it." I was like, "Look at it. Is that a purse? Is that a purse? Is that a purse?" And they were like, "No, that's a cooler." And I was like,
"In your face!
In your face!
Like, Charlie, you should have walked away!
Cooler!"
At that point, you should have like, been like, "I'm vindicated. Done."
They said, "Ma'am, walk to the laundromat." And I was like, "I am. That's what I'm doing." And they said, "No." So I did.
You
I
were
did.
Causing trouble with Charlie.
Yeah, but buying him a gun and cheesesteak. I'm like fired up talking about it now.
Did he take the cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he took it.
He wanted to take it for free.
When did he take it? Did the cops make him take it?
No, he took it. He took it right away. But he was like trying to push his purse on me. And just, I was just
you
like.
You should have just took the fucking cooler.
I was like, it was a nice cooler. I was like, this guy could get some money for this thing if he just calls it a goddamn cooler. That's what I was trying to tell him. Like, this thing is cool, but it's not a fucking purse.
Oh, man.
That's great.
I don't know what would have happened if the cops didn't come, honestly. What would have happened? I would have just been there all night.
He would have beat you with the cooler.
I would have tried it with the cooler. Take back. I want to eat it now. I don't know. But, yeah.
Skull ball. Skull ball. Skull ball. Skull ball. Go, go! All right, who's gonna go take the first step?
Me!
That's not the skull bowl, that's a cooler.
Valentine's or Valentine's? I mean, I've had some good Valentine's,
just
but
snorted.
I think ever seen grammar.
I gotta say, she just snorted.
I did.
She just
snorted. No, where's your drink?
It's Valentine's.
I gotta make one.
With an N like Nancy. Right?
Yeah, no it is.
And it's like offensive and annoying when people say Valentine's, right?
I hate Valentine's.
I say Valentine's. I say Valentine's.
You say it?
Valentine's.
Like regular really happen on next Friday.
What are you doing Valentine's Day?
No!
Valentine's.
He does say Valentine's
Day. That's how I say it. Always did.
But there's like an appropriate grammatical way to write that, but Valentine's is just wrong.
No, I say Valentine's. Valentine's.
Wait, who is Valentine?
Why can't I count on the men?
That's his first
in my life.
Last night,
last
I don't fucking
attention! Attention!
Bobby Valentine?
Attention!
Bobby Valentino! Next!
Why can't I?
We're still on the Valentine.
No, we're not.
Next!
Yeah, you say it, you're wrong.
No,
moving on.
Moving on. Why can't I count on the men in my life?
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That, yo, I'm telling you, they're skull bowl gremlins.
Obviously.
Men in our lives. I can count on men in my life, I think, for certain things. Like, I want to go sledding and I have a sled. Do you have one? Or like, I want to trim my mustache. Do you have a mustache trimmer? I use scissors. Would you like to
switch? I gotta lower my expectations.
Yeah.
I thought they were low enough, but no, I need to take
Wait,
it down.
Wait, I feel like we should curse off something.
Skull.
No. We need, we need to do this.
Corey,
your turn. Skull.
I feel like I'm gonna get like period blood or something. It's worse than period blood. It's Sean White.
Yeah!
I love him too. I forgot I loved him for four years.
He's a snowboarder.
He couldn't.
As of this morning? Or
no, like yesterday?
Guys.
Yesterday he was hurt and he couldn't. He couldn't like this.
He has his own clothing line, that's all I know.
He does have his own clothing line, too. And his own clothing line for children, which I actually own a surprising amount for.
Oh, yeah. Target, right?
His Target Boys line.
If I was sure going to the Olympics in Russia, there's one thing that I would be like trying to silently promote, and that's Pussy Riot. And I don't see it anywhere. Pussy Riot is this feminist punk band from Russia.
I mean,
they're awesome.
Hold on, listen to this. They did a.
This is gonna fuck you up.
They did a surprise show on the steps of a church in Russia, and they got arrested for hooliganism.
Oh, I heard about
and
that.
And three of them were in jail for 2 years, and they just got let out. Two years in jail for playing a punk rock show on the steps of a church. And they just got let out, like, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, like, just. Right? So, like, and I know you haven't heard of this, but you know, like, the entire, like, at least in the United States, everyone's like, Free Pussy Riot, but, like, there's an HBO documentary about them. Like, it was a big deal.
Like,
and everyone's at the
them.
Olympics.
It
like,
is a big deal.
I was hoping that they would play the opening ceremony. I was like, what the?
Dude, no, you know who's playing?
I wanted to marry them for what they
the
did.
The lesbians.
Yeah, couple. Right? They were supposed to, yeah.
There was one snowboarder who, in the qualifying something, he had on the bottom of his snowboard,
hoping
I forget his name.
It wasn't,
because I would remember that. But on the bottom of, so Pussy Riot
I do have
like,
a crush on Sean White. He's the only man
that, like,
I'm going for
over their faces but cut the holes out.
Yeah.
So on the bottom of this guy's snowboard, he had a woman with a thing over her face and a knife. And they said, are you trying to reference Pussy Riot? And he was like, no, I don't know. I just got this design from, like, my designer.
Shut up.
Yeah, right? No. Like, it was cool until you said that.
Well,
like,
say, there's two sides of that coin. One, all snowboarders are stoners. Two... That's a great way to, like, cover your ass and not
Two,
get killed.
Two, I think it was
in
intentional,
Russia.
And that's
yeah,
why he
like,
said it.
Yeah. Because you
But he also said, like, oh, it's a shame I don't piss off the more. But he should have said, yeah.
Well.
I live in America. I can promote
you guys.
Pussy Riot over
and
here.
Then you disappear for, the you know, 2 years in a prison or more.
There's a lot of stuff they're doing wrong, but there's one thing that's, like,
really,
really cool and been in the media a lot. And, you know, like, Madonna was like, Free Pussy Riot. Like, yeah. I'm not watching it.
Press for it.
One, because I don't have a TV.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one reason. And two, because Russia's stupid.
Yeah.
And it three, because I hate the winter.
Yeah.
And four, because
fuck
you.
I'm sick of snow. I don't want to see people playing in the snow. Fuck snow.
I love the Winter Olympics.
Right?
This is Bob Costas, and these people are playing in the snow.
It's amazing. Snow is great.
Ah!
It's so great. Ice is stupid.
Ring
cool.
Runnings is the shit.
It is.
I like illusion.
Feel the rhythm.
And hockey.
Feel the rhyme.
Come on,
y'all.
Everything's good.
It's bullshit time.
Cool.
Curling
is awesome.
That's a good
curling is amazing.
Curling. Guys.
Stop it.
There's not one roller skating sport in the Olympics, and I know we all.
Isn't there
but there's
roller
speed.
Look, there
roller
should
roller
be.
No, there's not.
Why is there Team USA?
They actually
Team USA.
Just
wait.
They just
They're trying.
So you're telling me?
No, they just took they took softball out of the Olympics.
Wait, someone.
They took softball out, and you think roller derby's gonna get in?
Now listen
you're
to me.
Kidding yourself.
So wait, what is Team USA?
Fucking curling as a permanent.
Team USA just
a pipe dream.
That like.
To
the worst thing?
Where do they? No, no, stop.
DRE.
That thing. That never goes away.
Wait. No, it's a lie.
But you play a real
lie.
Softball was in there for a little while.
Is it a lie?
People watch it. They liked it.
It's a lie.
No, done. Oh, this is ruled by women? No.
Stop.
It's a lie?
What's a lie?
Team USA, roller
derby. No,
wait, stop!
No, Team USA is a real team.
It's a lie!
Listen, no.
It's a lie! They're not even fucking... They just call themselves!
There are roller derby teams all over the goddamn
world.
Yeah, they're
all over
the country. No. They play other fucking...
But now, listen, they... Team USA and it's a lie!
It's not a lie!
It's not a lie!
It's such a long process!
They play other countries!
They play other countries!
It's all lies!
Yo, what?
Yo, so,
it's
I wonder
all
how,
lies!
I Yo, wonder what? How, what Jeff is thinking right now. Who's calling?
It's all lies!
He's like, I gotta get this girl.
Maybe
I
we was, should call him
it
back.
Was,
all right.
Maybe we should call
right.
him back.
Read it. Read it.
Bubble. What's it say?
Going veggie.
What? Going veggies. I heard
going veggie.
Oh,
I
wanna, cool.
I want to give up all meat after I eat all meat.
What?
Lies!
That's
not
lies!
They're lying.
I gave up red meat last month.
It's healthier for you.
I'm going to give up pork after I go to your bacon ball.
Yeah, bacon ball. Oh, I can't wait for bacon ball.
Bacon
ball.
And then it's like really
hard. Well, let's
hard
say what it is.
I will partake. I'll partake in bacon
You're giving
ball.
Up...
You coming to bacon ball?
I don't know. What do you wear to bacon ball?
What's that?
What do you wear to bacon ball?
You, well,
Formal
this year,
bacon.
You're going to, no, you, we have to dress
we're
like zombies.
We're only bacon.
No.
It's a zombie bacon ball.
I don't want to dress like
no.
zombies.
No, we're over zombies.
I want to dress like going
done.
To a ball.
Hey, over
okay.
or not,
okay.
that's awesome.
Yeah, but we can be over them for the bacon ball.
Yes. And for your
it's
nails.
Also
all
February.
Around.
It is the, like...
it's a ball.
Whatever.
Bacon ball.
I'm not dressing up as a zombie in February.
This is
going
to
be the third year.
It's just because I want to get porked, Corey.
You're going to get porked all night. I will get you
for the
porked.
Last time.
Porked.
For the last
the final
time.
Final porking.
Dude, in October,
like
you're going to go to... October is the Gavella Cup. Listen, we talked about this before. Austin in October.
With your pork.
In my pork. Do you want to go to Austin in October?
I was going to say next to mine.
But yeah.
When we go to Austin in October, there's a place called the Salt Lake.
I've been there. Been there.
Oh my god, I love that place.
Whoa!
I've been there.
I don't care, vegetarian or not. Bring me the ribs.
No, no. But see, this
she
is going to October.
She don't like the meat, but she sure like the bone.
Do you guys know I know someone named Mary Moon? I know
really?
Someone
that's
named
really
Mary
good.
Mary Moon.
She
she's a vegetarian.
All right. Skull ball.
Skull ball.
Skull
ball.
Okay,
wait,
I got
one.
I got one.
What do you got?
Telekinesis.
Oh.
Yeah. Who wants to start some fire in the
I
night?
Have it.
Yeah. Come on, drink that drink.
Oh.
She's moving the marker.
All right. Skull ball. Stacey's turn. Skull ball. Stacey.
Come on, guys.
Get in the bowl.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Get in the bowl.
In the bowl.
Favorite song to do at V-Day karaoke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so what are you going to do at karaoke?
Divinals. I touch myself.
Oh!
That's
I touch
one of
myself.
My songs.
Even at the end of the
I
night,
you
if you go home alone, you can still fucking touch yourself.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. What about you, Joe? What song? If you could go to the Skeletor karaoke on Valentine's Day,
Kiss by Rose. See ya.
That's
actually, Skeletor likes that song,
oh,
so he'd probably
great.
Sing it with you.
Oh!
Yeah, he gets more into it.
It's a great song.
What,
it's
would
way
you, what about you, Jeff?
Other song.
What about you,
Moose? One other song?
I only have like a few karaoke songs.
I know, but well, the one song
no,
you can
no,
sing
on
Valentine's
on Valentine's
Day.
Day.
Valentine's Day.
No, I do know it. It's a Backstreet Boys song.
That
song. As long as you love me.
Yeah.
Everyone loves that song.
That one's great.
Everyone loves it.
Love!
She sings it out. Or another.
I want to sing it with you. Love stinks. She loves him, but he loves her.
Jesse's girl is a good one. Oh, yeah, Jesse's girl. If you're lusting over somebody else's girlfriend or significant other in general. Yeah. Or Uncle Jesse Kostopoulos.
Just Uncle Jesse. You're just like, yeah, that's
John Stamos. Yeah, yeah.
So we're lusting over.
I was thinking about singing a Black Keys song. I was thinking either.
Actually, wasn't that great?
I'm trying to go truthful. So I was thinking about doing Black Keys, I'm Not the One. Cause I'm not the one.
Guys.
You wanted it all, but I gave you nothing, cause I'm not the one. Yeah.
What about you, Ken?
Oh, see, I'm the guy that makes everyone roll their eyes because I always pick the weird one. For some reason.
Punk rock girl.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know, be a good one that I would like to sing instead of because I don't want to sing something personal.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramones. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cute, isn't it?
We should, we should do that.
The songs I always have in mind are always ones that I'm like, I don't know if they're going to have it because it's a little... Do you guys remember Information Society at all? They were kind of big in the late 80s.
Yeah, like, I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
They had another song that was a single called Running.
What you're walking feeling. Away.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Like, I love them for some reason. I love them. Like, I know it's... They're awesome. Information Society is awesome. And I would love to do
what?
Like
what?
I know a song that we all need to get on the same.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, what?
What's this?
The Darkness.
Oh my god! I
believe you can make all that. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. I believe we can make it now.
Can we sing it now?
Yes! I believe
we can make it now. Wait, I'll play it
all.
Hold up.
You got it up to it on radio.
I wonder if they have a karaoke version for us.
You
can find it.
Yeah, we need the words.
Oh, wait, YouTube. We can
look at that. Yeah, sometimes I've got like
someone to tell me all the things and then it's making me feel.
My heart's an overdrive and you're behind.
I'm the steering wheel.
See, I don't know any words. I just know what it's mumbling.
Wait, stop.
See, I just know it all is mumbling. I'll go up and I'm just going to mumble.
We have it because people sang it before. Do you want to look up the lyrics for you so we have it? Okay.
That is such a good album.
I don't care.
It's an amazing album.
I love it. Get your hands off my... Wait. Get your hands off my woman, motherfucker.
Usually when I do karaoke,
I just sing Beastie Boys.
When you like pina coladas.
Alright, that's the word.
Oh, like.
We're gonna do a karaoke song right now.
We're getting ready to do a song.
I want to pee though.
What are we singing?
You can start without me.
No,
you can start without me.
No, wait. We'll wait for you.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
No.
Do we have the lyrics in?
No. We'll come back. You got it.
Okay, I got it.
We won't forget.
Because I'm gonna go pee after Mooch. Alright.
Why is Corey so terrible?
Why is he so terrible?
That's what Silvo says.
Is that really?
Wait, yeah.
There's more to it.
Let me just say
that first of all, my dad's like, oh, Major got some steaks, man, sit down, eat some dinner. So I'm like, all right. So first, because I'm a girl, I had to get changed. I was in my mall outfit. You know,
wait, what's
like,
the mall outfit?
It was like just jeans and like a ratty t-shirt because I don't get new clothes. So it was like easy to take on and take off to try on clothes. So I'm like, all right, like, I'm going to get changed because I bought all these new clothes.
Where's my steak outfit?
So I run upstairs and I get changed. I come back down. Dinner's still not ready. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not fucking holding anybody up. So then all of a sudden, I'm like, we sit there and we both eat. I'm like shoveling all the food. He's so fucking mad at me. Look at his face. I'm like shoveling all the food in my mouth. I'm like, I gotta hurry up. Like, oh my God, we're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. Well, my dad's like, yeah, Corey, have another steak. Have another steak. Corey, have a second one. So he's like, oh, okay, I will. So he's like,
more steaks!
Drink this fucking drink!
While he's eating his steak, I'm there, full pea coat, scarf, holding my bag of beer. Okay, don't worry. I'll wait until you're finished your second steak.
My dad's gonna be flaming out.
He's gonna be flaming out. I was like, I'm gonna tell Flossie that you're the reason we were late.
Wait, because he had two?
Two big
Yeah, they were gigantic.
I wasn't
he made like eight steaks. What a he made two for everybody.
Because he's like, no, I made you two steaks. And go, yeah. You're going to finish that, right?
He's Polish. He's not all bright.
No, but I mean,
in the Italian world, it's weird to say no, but I feel like you're there in your coat.
I was standing, and he's like, and he gets up, and I thought he's putting
Did
like,
give you,
you
a
know,
bite of a
stuff coat? Like in the sink and all. Then all of a sudden, I turn around, and I hear like, and I'm like,
is he cutting more steak?
And I look down, and he's
like, I want to tell Foxy.
I was like,
no, don't tell him.
I was like, because you're going to be like, oh,
drink that fucking drink, you sober pussy.
I was like, he's going to be like, oh, well, Stacey has to try on clothes at the mall. Yeah,
it's too funny. You see how he's nursing the drink? You better drink that, motherfucker.
I will.
And he just
by the time I'm done my next one, you better be done that.
So I'm saying they're like, I'm telling Foxy that the reason we're not late is because I was trying to close them all. It's because you're fucking eating another steak right now.
Your dad offered me steak.
Do you own a clock? Why are you so terrible?
Right?
You should have been like, yo, can I get a filet to go?
Wifey!
You just have to be like, Corey, do you have like a Scully I could borrow? I'll be like, yeah, plenty, yeah.
Like head, like, yeah. Okay.
And then she can count on him. That's how you have to do it. You have to assess the person.
And then you decide what you can count on him for.
Corey, Scully's.
Lady Gaga updates, right?
That's it. That's all.
Skull? Are we skull?
We're skull and bowling.
Did you go?
Oh, you got Corey Terrible?
Yeah, okay. Corey Terrible.
That was
the Oh, and I got fuck the PPA.
Fuck the PPA!
They're awful!
Fuck the PPA. I fucking hate the PPA.
I have lots of stories, but I will tell you one.
All right. How are you going to pick that one?
I know it.
I don't know how I'm going to pick my one on 15.
All right, I might tell you one more after someone else tells one. But the first one goes like this. I parked at 40th and Walnut, which is like a cool area in like University City. Lots of people are trying to go to the fresh grocer there, blah, blah, blah. There's like four parking
spots.
Things. What are they called?
Kiosks.
Where you pay? Yeah. Kiosks. Yeah. Right? Three of them are broken. So there's a big line behind one of them, right? So I'm waiting in line to pay for parking so I can go to the fresh grocer. And as I'm waiting in line, a PPA agent comes up to my car and is like, writing a ticket. So I'm yelling from in line because there's people behind me also.
Yeah.
I don't want to just leave the line. I said, hey, that's my fucking car. Or I probably didn't say fucking yet. That's my car. That's my car. I'm right here. I'm in line, blah, blah. And you know what this fucking douchebag says? Just like, you guys all know what he says. You live in Philly and you've also seen the show.
Yep.
What did he say?
I already wrote it.
I can't fucking delete it. You can't fucking hit backspace.
Your name is already in the
thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Already started it with the show.
So I am like visibly fuming, like steam coming out of my head.
Oh, but if you just file this complaint.
Wait, no, listen. Do you think any of the people in line were like, here, just pay and go? No.
They're
just waiting. I was like, can I just get, they're like, no, sorry, we're in line. They're gonna write Arctic
and Tail.
I'm there. Philly fucking douchebags. So I'm waiting in line and I'm like, I can't even like grip my, like, I had cash to pay for it, but I was like, I can't even like figure out my nerves enough to put money in this thing. And I just swiped my card, went over to this man, and I said, what the fuck? All of these things are broken. What was I supposed to do? How do we rectify this? I was doing the right thing. I was paying for a parking thing. He goes, let me see your ticket. Let me see your payslip. So my payslip said 4:04 p.m., right?
Yeah.
The ticket that he wrote me said 4:01 p.m.
Oh.
Do you know what he said to me? He said, oh, you're going to have a problem fighting this because our cutoff is usually 2 minutes.
What?
Right. And then I lost my goddamn mind. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was in line the entire time. I was paying for my parking. Why don't they send you fucking assholes around to patrol the kiosks and make sure they're working? You think when you see one long line at one of them when there's four on one block that we all just don't want to pay for parking? You fucking idiot. You fucking moron.
And then there's like a guy, there's like a record store right there too, and he's just like leaning outside smoking a cigarette laughing. And I yelled at him too. I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? What the fuck are you laughing at? And that guy was like, I just totally understand why this is a TV show. This is like totally.
Fuck
I
you!
Really
like it. I like
it. Fuck that guy, I need to tell that guy, fuck you!
Aww.
He was like, he didn't even say fuck you. Like, I paid a $36 ticket.
Oh, see, there's so many people there. You should have made friends with one of them.
Right? And you're just like, are you fucking kidding me? You have all these people patrolling the streets after 2 minutes of parking, but you can't make sure your kiosks fucking work? Is like one incident of, if no one else is a story, I could tell like 10 more.
I have ones. They're just not that sad. Like
really? I have another real sad one.
We didn't do any Would You Rather tonight. We gotta do that
too. We're almost there.
Okay, so the one I pulled out says burlesque.
What?
Burlesque?
Burlesque. Burlesque?
Yeah, like I'm in the woods and I'm gonna eat you.
Like burlesque. What? Not burlesque.
Burlesque. I like
that.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's call the zoo and see if they can set this shit up.
What's burlesque?
Hey.
It's a bunch of gay men that are hairy
gay men.
Hairy gay men.
Oh, like
then that's why I don't get it.
They reacted that way.
Speaking of gay men, can I tell you guys a story?
Yeah.
I met Jay from Project One Ray.
I love the way you said it. One way.
One way.
One way. Man on man.
Man Ray. I met
Project One
I met
Man on Man.
At Boyer.
At Boyer?
And I went up to him and I said, you look really familiar to me.
I'm trying.
We played board games together in West Philly. I think we did. And he said, what board game? And I was like, it was like this apples to apples game. Like it was about art, but we were like teammates. Do you remember? And he goes, oh, I love that game. But I never played it in West Philly. He was totally fucking with me. And then I said to him, like after a few minutes, I said, wait a fucking minute. I don't know you from West Philly. I know you from TV. And he
which
said,
I don't have.
Yeah. He said to me, great. You figured it out. Now can you shut up about it? It's old news. Nobody cares.
Wow.
And I said, okay. I started whispering. I was very drunk this night also. I started whispering and I said, well, I still think that you're great.
And he's like, you're a woman, you have a vagina, I hate you.
Ew, yucky.
I'm sorry. And he wrapped his
face. I don't knit for you, I knit for
my grandma. He wrapped
his face
up in a black scarf.
Put on some glasses.
And he said, I'm a Muslim. I have to go. And he did, he left.
I love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
It was
so amazing. I
want to ask you about this one thing when you're done your story.
That was the end.
Okay.
Do you not know how to listen to a story?
You made a post the other day.
No, because he's terrible. Why is Corey so terrible?
Why don't you talk to Corey, don't talk to him. Corey, don't talk to him about how you're terrible.
So you made this post the other day.
Yeah.
About Amanda's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
You were walking down the street.
Yeah.
Somebody
drew a picture
of you. Yeah, fucking did.
That's fucking awesome. And
you're fucking
hilarious. You're an internet star.
Isn't that cool?
So tell us what happened.
I wanted to say celebrity or celebrity.
So our friend Amanda had a drag
burlesque
dress up.
Bachelorette party.
Bachelorette.
You remember that night, Foxy?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
Bachelorette party where we went to a drag show. So it was in October, right around Halloween. The wedding they were going to have soon after was Halloween themed. It was dress up as far as Foxy and I knew, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I dressed up as well. Thank you.
I was like, I haven't seen Amanda in a long time. I'm excited about the bachelorette party. I'm going all out. Like, I'm going to figure this out. And I came up with a costume idea that was really great. I already had this amazing rabbit outfit. It's like a Bugs Bunny costume, but it looks cool.
It's
like,
sexy, but
it's sexy and it has giant ears. It's really cool and it has a zipper on the front.
Yeah, because it's like a butt-up jumpsuit.
It's a cool,
it's a cool
costume, right? Like,
it's really cool.
It's
really cool.
It's cool and there's not enough reasons to wear it.
No.
So I had to work that day. It was a Saturday. I always work day on Saturday. And I was like, I'm going to go to Amanda's thing at Taboo that's going to be awesome and drag and dress up. And I'm going
to
like.
So sad I missed this.
So I fucking Like, no one else had to work. This, I'm going to throw in a lot of extra shit that probably didn't need to say. But
all your bitterness is going to come out.
Like, I worked that day, and I was, like, stressed for time and stressed for shit. And I was like, I really, like, want to go to this party. Like, I was getting texts from Foxy, like, are you dressing up? I was like, I'm dressing up to the nines. Like, she's like, good, do it.
Because I'm the only other one dressed up.
Why didn't you didn't say that? You did not say that. So
I swear I did it.
So I went home, you know, like brushed and showered, blah, 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 dressed up, and went out, and I was like, it was warm, it was October, beginning of October, but it wasn't cold, it was warm out. So I said, I'm going to take a cab, and I don't want to, like, bring a bag full of extra clothes.
Yeah.
So I was in this ridiculous costume for, like, on Baltimore Avenue, it's a popular street, but it's kind of south of, like, where everyone is in West Philly.
It's, like, south of the college kids. So there's people, but they're all our age or
it took me longer to find a cab than I thought it would on a Saturday night. Yeah. Like, I was like, it's Saturday night. People will come to Baltimore Ave.
Yeah.
It took me longer than I thought. So I was literally walking down the street in this, like, a rabbit jumpsuit with a fake mustache, construction hat. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm awesome.
Right.
But, like, walking down the street for more than, like, 15 minutes, everyone's like, what the fuck is this girl doing?
Yeah, like me,
all her old faces, and I'm like, where the fuck are the cabs? Like, I have somewhere to be where this is going to be amazing.
This is gonna go over well.
So then I found a cab on Baltimore Avenue, and I showed up, and I'm in this whole bachelorette party is waiting outside the door, and, like, two people are dressed up. And then I was like,
me is one of them!
Yeah, Foxy was definitely one of them. I was, you know, like, I was wearing not that many clothes. Half my clothes were giant ears. I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, oh, we decided, like, last minute, nobody could dress up.
To say, like,
and I was like, out of all of you, I worked today.
You had shit going on, and you still...
You did two of that day?
Yes.
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe if you work, you want to have more fun.
No. If they had said, whatever, just come to Strike Show, I would have come right after work and been like, I'll meet you to drink immediately in my jeans.
I was so sad I missed it, because, like...
And then we were supposed to go drink after the drag show, which was kind of strange. We had fun.
I just want to tell you again.
No, I
just No, I just want to say the only people at Taboo that probably did not appreciate your outfit was the bridal party, because everyone at the bar is usually pretty chill and pretty awesome and probably liked you.
Well, so right after the drag show, which is weird, everyone said, okay, we're going in a bus to get back to Northeast Philly. And I just took a cab there from West Philly. There was no way I'm able to get home from Northeast Philly in this ridiculous costume back to West Philly. So I was like, oh, that fucking sucks. I thought you guys would hang out in the city for longer.
She called me.
Okay, bye. But no, I hung out at Taboo downstairs with, like, shit tons of gay men who were like, where'd you get that rabbit jumpsuit?
I need that. I was right. I was spot on.
I need that. Where?
You got on me.
I need that. And I'm like, no! I'm in a bachelorette party, and I'm gonna get dressed up too much, and I don't like
and they were all wearing pink, and I had a mustache, and I was
drinking, and they all laughed, and
they're like, you never gotta get married, girl, you're too fabulous.
They're like, can I have it? Can I have it?
Even better.
For the bathroom swap. Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed.
So that night was like, it was awesome, but it was also kind of like, it was kind of disappointing, but I feel like that's a sad way to say it. Like, recently, Moosh pointed out that someone, like a cartoonist who's been published, what happened to be on Baltimore Avenue that night and drew a cartoon of me.
Yeah.
With that caption. The caption literally says, I saw this girl walking down Baltimore Avenue at 7:30 on a Saturday night. I've researched every, like, literary term I can think of, and I have no idea why she's dressed like this. And it's just, like,
it's a really good cartoon
of my outfit.
You had a mustache.
And it was, like, straight on. And then, like,
you were wearing a construction hat.
Yeah, like, no one else.
No.
Big ears.
Well, this is, like, I knew it was her when I saw it, so I'm like, hey, JoJo. Is this you? Right? Like, 90.
No one else does this. Like,
that makes me feel so good. You're my friend.
Yeah, but I just, like, felt so... It's, like, special that... Like, I feel like I talk about people I see all the time or, like... So, like, she just posted this thing. Like, I don't have anything else to post, but I saw this weird girl. And like, had this, like, blurb that means, what is this girl doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Moosh happened to see it, and I got to see it.
Yeah, now it's all personal. That's the coolest part about it. Like,
and it would only happen to you.
Yeah. Alright, is there anything in the skull bowl left? Or are we
skull. Yes, I got it.
Alright, last one.
If you could be half sausage, half man, which way round would you have it and why? So, like, top half sausage, bottom half person, or top half person, bottom half sausage?
Or right half sausage, left half person?
Okay, do you like one arm sausage, one arm penis?
Yeah.
No, man.
Penis.
No, man.
Like a little man with a little penis.
I know that man, right?
Like one arm with a turkey sausage and the other arm is a man with a tiny penis.
No, it's half and half. Half of you is man, half of you is sausage. Stop trying to fuck with the rules. Half of you. Half of you. No. Top, bottom, left, right, whatever. But half and half. Half of you is man. Half of you is the sausage.
I like the right left because
no. I'll tell you right now what I'm doing. I'm doing fair. Bottom half man, because I have legs and a penis.
No. It doesn't mean man. It means you would be woman. Your top half would be sausage. Man just meaning you like you're.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
So your bottom half would be vagina and legs, and your top half would be a sausage.
Yeah. Perfect. That pleases everyone.
I agree.
I can walk around.
I can still walk
diving
around.
Diving in.
All right.
Dive.
No.
And we can walk around.
Wait.
And you can walk around. This transitions perfectly
what kind
into
of
what
sausage are you?
Turkey
are
sausage.
You pizza Watson?
Turkey sausage.
I'm veggie sausage.
Veggie sausage. Doesn't matter. Listen.
No, not me. I'm kielbasa.
Alright. So.
I'm a big, thick,
grown-up kielbasa. Yes.
Kielbasa.
So anyway. When I was a kid, it was like 11 years old. The only would you rather question I would ever ask anybody was like, so, and this comes completely out of insecurity and me being a weirdo, is like, so, if you could only walk around with a shirt on or pants on, which would you do? And like, it all comes down to like walking and sitting, which is the whole tie-in with the kielbasa, but... Would you rather, if you only had to walk around with a shirt or pants, what would it be?
It is time for what's that segment?
Would you rather?
Woo!
I think we're just
in. Alright, you ready?
We're working on it.
Would you rather?
I would rather have an arm with a man with a little penis.
Yeah, that sounds good.
In anything.
I could do that.
Anything in the world, or...
I'm going to go get this procedure done so I can, like, live that dream. Shit.
Would you rather cry like a puppy when you're sad?
Yeah.
Or...
Cute. I know.
Moan...
No.
Like Chewbacca.
No.
I want to moan like Chewbacca when I puke.
I like a puppy. Puppies are cute. I like puppies.
This is weird.
Not good at all.
Everyone is not weird.
Would you rather?
Everyone is not weird is going to be puppy.
Would you rather?
You have cards?
Yeah, where do you have these
cards? Ready? Listen to this. Would you rather
fuck Sean White?
Have living eyebrows.
Sean White.
Ready? Listen.
Living eyebrows.
Would you rather
living eyebrows, yeah.
Living eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Like a caterpillar.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my eyebrows
that
are
that crawl lost. About your face?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or skin.
No.
That plaids instead of tans.
Fucking eyebrows. You can always draw new eyebrows on.
Yeah,
take the fucking crawling eyebrows.
I want the plaid skin.
I do like plaid a lot. But
what?
Can I choose the color plaid?
You have to just, yeah.
I bleed
or
plaid,
is it
going to
be gross?
Oh.
Yo.
Oh, Jojo got mad.
You almost dropped your phone into a bottle of tequila.
I gave a shout out to this honor
roll.
I gave a shout out to this
honor roll. You're like a half ass.
You did? Oh.
I did.
That's what happened. Yeah, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You bleed plaid?
Since when? Why?
I'm getting all my sweethearts to kick your ass. I don't even play anymore. I'm just going to. Because
they will. They will.
Bring on the capital C-U-N-S stir.
I'm just saying, like,
would you rather?
Corey just said he bleeds.
I always did.
I threw my phone. Nobody's
but
ever listening to this,
rule.
But if you're a sweetheart,
sweethearts
I just threw my phone in his face.
He did.
Face.
It hurt me. My
and
eyes,
it, oh, it hit
my
his face. And it almost fell into his glass.
It
almost fell into his margarita, and you would have lost your phone forever. So next time.
It's worth it. Because why the fuck does this guy.
You ready? Would you rather have live snakes for hair?
Wait, what?
Or live snakes for hair? Or strips of raw bacon.
Oh! Bacon! Fuck
raw bacon. Drink, bitch.
Raw bacon.
Yeah, so. You're on like 1.5 drinks minimum.
Yeah. Yes. This is gonna be
no,
like fourth
like
beer.
Live you. I do not believe.
No, I was drinking over the
that was over an hour ago.
Snakes.
We've been recording for like 2 hours, you guys.
I had 2 drinks at over dinner.
Live snakes.
Bacon.
For sure.
Bacon.
Raw bacon is disgusting.
Are you ready?
No, it's not.
You ready?
It's
you smell weird and you're undercut.
Let's get to the next one.
Okay.
Would you rather have baby sized feet or baby sized hands?
Feet.
No, I don't know.
No hands because feet will throw you off balance.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking. But hands are weird. I work with my hands.
Like,
people have to see me move my hands.
I'm going to put my little baby hands on the cup.
I use my hands a lot at work.
You can stock shoes, though, and have, like...
I use my hands a lot at work. I feel like...
And people, like, there's nothing worse than being at work and, like, having to explain something that's really boring. Like, yes, those are my hands. Yes, they're really tiny. Here's your...
I'll just figure out my, like, posture problem later. Alright? Like, yoga. Fuck, I don't want to be like, I have really small hands.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have small hands.
Great, no, so you're a stylist.
I have big feet, though.
I'm a bartender. We use our
hands.
Exactly. Like, fuck, no.
This is
now.
A weird one. Okay. Would you rather live in the world of SpongeBob or the Wizard of Oz?
SpongeBob. That's actually tough. Because I feel like I'll be a mermaid in my next life. So like you're kind
of
a living legacy. But Oz is awesome.
I think Wizard
of
Oz. I don't.
I think SpongeBob.
No, because I'm fucking monkeys. Yeah. Creepy. Yeah, fucking flying
well,
monkeys.
It's really normal.
Wizard of Oz, because I would be the Wicked Witch.
But no one under the
you're
sea, like.
Nice.
No one under the sea is that bad.
But that's why in Twisted
like,
World I
would
be.
Be the no one under the sea is that bad. He's like a pretty good life.
Wizard
except
of Oz.
I don't like
Bob
sharks.
Dorothy, Tin Man.
It's like you have dumb friends.
No sharks.
You can market shit. You'd
be like Sammy
coming.
The fucking squirrel who lives in a bubble. I'm
yeah, fuck that bitch. I would take her place. I would take her place immediately. I'd become the new Sandy.
You would.
Yeah,
be
this
Sandy
one's
the
really
Moosh.
Fucked up.
Sandy the Moosh.
Would you rather?
Queen of the Sea.
Alright, this one's messed up.
I'm Moosh the Look Sandy. I'm not
bubble
sure.
Space
we just have a bigger bubble and bigger legs and be like, yeah.
Okay, I'm big enough to stomp on you because you're a fucking squirrel.
You're an idiot. I have way better ideas than you. And I also can walk and breathe under this.
Would you rather eat...
I understand scuba diving.
Listen to this one. This one's messed up.
Moosh.
Would you rather eat a jumbo cotton candy made of spider webs or eat the five... Or eat five
or eat the
fuck
out of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wait, the fuck out of so much candy.
So you eat a spider web out of cotton candy or eat five olive stuffed with slugs?
Both. I'd eat both.
Both?
Yeah.
Wait, is there money involved?
No money involved. It's just
I would eat both her money. I need both her money. I need a whole cotton candy.
I like olives, so that one.
Olive slugs?
That's fine, yeah. Slugs are like, they're like what? Like salty or squid?
What are you doing? What are you doing with the spider webs? Are you like putting them in the whole machine with sugar and all
this
shit?
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's sugar. Do they need sugar to stick?
Right, because I would. It's a bunch of sugar.
I'm going to eat cotton candy made of fucking spider webs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because you can flavor it with anything.
Me too. And then I'd probably, after that, still be hungry and eat some slug stuff.
Wait. This was straight from the Twitter search.
Oh!
Would your parents rather pick you up drunk or bury you at a, such a young age?
What? My parents would probably rather bury me at
such a young age. Stop it! Don't say that! Stop it!
Pick me up drunk! Pick me up drunk!
Stop! They would not. I'm just gonna tell you right now. I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah.
They would not. They would not. That's not true.
It's
not
I'm
true.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's they kind would. Of funny that the person posted
they
it.
They would.
But it's funny that Foxy thinks that she can convince me that her parents would probably pick her up drunk.
No, they'd rather
Twitter's really bad for this. Let's go back to the cards. Let's go back to the cards. No. Wait, wait, wait. Would you rather save a tree or a baby?
Eyes and nipples switch places?
Yes.
No. Or your nose and big toe? Eyes and nipple.
Eyes and nipple.
Because then you're seeing all the dudes who are like, hey.
Nose and big toe. I want a big toe.
Big toe.
I think my big nose is, my big toe is smaller than my big nose.
My toe is definitely smaller.
This is one. Would you rather have to drink using only an eyedropper or have to eat using only a thumbtack? Whoa.
There's one in there, that stack, which is like, would you rather eat only liquid or drink only gas? actually, both are eat.
Would you eat? I've been noticing because most of the eating I do is at work, and I take like really big bites and eat really fast because I'm like, I'm at work. And,
like a crazy person.
Right now, I'm not going to get to eat. So I think I would say eat like with the thumbtack because I need to actually
stop all the fucking food around.
And that's why like the other one was like connecting to me, like would you rather eat in gas or liquid? Like I would love to have the ability to think of food as like just something I breathe in.
Would you rather drink a dog slobber foam latte?
Yeah.
Or eat a block of 2-year-old cheese.
Oh. 2-year-old cheese.
2-year-old cheese.
Cheese ages well.
Yeah, it's 2-year-old cheese.
It doesn't say 2-year-old cheese.
You can always
chase
it down with something delicious. So that's
well, it doesn't even say like out of regular conditions. Like you can actually fucking age cheese.
Everyone lives.
Be fluent in French or Klingon.
Oh my god, what? What? Yes.
Guys, this is how we determine who's going to be our real friends or not. All right. Let's figure out which punk icon we're going to be as a collective. It's a BuzzFeed article, but we're going to do it collectively.
Okay.
What would you like to smash? Nazis? Cops? Right-wingers? The patriarchy? Capitalism?
Nazis!
Your face?
Nazis.
Windows and stuff?
Nazis.
The Queen?
Nazis.
I prefer...
It's too many options.
Okay.
Nazis.
I gotta read them all, though, because we're doing this collectively. And it's gonna end up being, like, Foxy's the loudest, so I'm gonna go with Foxy every time. All right. Why do you usually get kicked out of parties?
I think we know the answer to this one.
Vandalism?
Well, no.
Beating someone up? Shamed others for being not punk enough? Loud argument about politics? reciting poetry, pooping on the floor, vicariously mocking everyone there. The party ended 18 hours ago or got way too high.
Oh, got way too high.
I think mocking everyone.
Way too high.
I think, pooping on the floor.
This isn't going to work, man.
Way too high.
Pooping, mocking, and high all end up being
pooping.
Vandalism? Pooping on the floor. That one, sorry. Which cartoon character do you identify with? We've got Lisa Simpson, the Green Lantern, the Joker, Beavis. Some emo kid, I don't know. Spider-Man, baby animal from Muppet Babies. Daria or Fred.
Baby animal. Done.
Where are you most likely to be found? A do-it-yourself show, a grad school, a protest, a dumpster, a reggae sound system, a room full of marijuana smoke.
Don't go any further than that.
Corey?
Yourself, there's too many for him.
Grad school, disco, dumpster, gym.
I will be at a DUI.
A room full of marijuana.
No.
We're going to do DUI because it's two out of four.
Yeah,
Alright.
Do it yourself.
Okay, I'm not going to do the graffiti one. I'm just going to pick the naked woman.
Cool.
What would you like in your coffee? Cream and two sugars, skim milk and Splenda, iced
whiskey.
Coffee. It's probably, where is that?
Whenever it gets a liquor.
There's no whiskey, but it does say heroin.
All right.
Heroin.
So, no, no, no.
I don't do heroin.
All right, I'll read them all. So we got cream and two sugars, skim milk and Splenda, iced coffee, black coffee, latte coffee, heroin coffee, iced tea.
Latte.
Or scalding your face
skim
coffee.
Skim milk and Splenda.
Iced coffee. Is that what you said or you said latte?
Iced.
Iced is good. Okay, cool.
Skim.
What is the least punk thing you can think of?
Joining the army!
Brunch, BuzzFeed, cool.
Joining the army.
Like, are you kidding me? Okay, our punk icon is Gigi
Allen.
Gigi Allen!
That is us!
Yay!
Fuck myself.
It can be hard to tell whether you're a brilliant or a feral. You are pure, unrestrained id and reject every convention of modern society.
And you throw shit.
You got this result. You are terrifying.
Yeah, Gigi Allen.
It was fucked up.
This, I don't know what to think of him. I mean, he's so amazing. It's so scary and weird.
Why do you
is that a serious question? No.
Should he?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, you should live on. You should keep doing that for sure. If he starts that conflict in
he's
me,
dead. Yeah. He died 94 or 93. I forget.
Oh, so that was a serious question. My bad.
He really is dead?
Yeah, he died like a drug.
What?
In the early 90s after a show.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for Gigi Allen.
Right.
One, two, done!
He would want a moment of total fucking chaos.
How old was he when he died?
Oh, he died of a heroin.
I'm not surprised. Fuck.
Guys, remember when I told you my celebrity
although
crush
he promised for years he would commit death by suicide on
stage. I told you guys on like our first show that my celebrity crush was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, really? You did.
Yeah.
He died.
I know.
That's sad.
And it's shocking and really
right?
sad. Yeah. I also didn't know that he had a girlfriend. He did.
He did?
A girlfriend?
What?
Yeah.
Who?
A girlfriend and they had three kids. She was
wait,
like
he
a
had
kids?
Three kids.
Yeah. Wait.
Wow, I
had
no
idea.
Sorry, yeah. She was like
they were his children?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah, she was a costume designer and they met on I don't know
someone needs to like cast Jim Gaffigan
and she's beautiful
now.
She's like beautiful and cool, she's like real looking,
she's just a regular person
but beautiful and cool
looking it.
And
he
he's so like cool and regular,
he was a heroin addict
and
they found needles in his arm.
Well, he always, well, right, but, like, he,
cheese on it.
He was never shy about his addiction, and he would, like, be like, I'm going to rehab.
Did you, like, the day?
I just, like, I always wanted to roll around with him. I don't.
Like, in the sheets?
I don't mean to be, yeah, like,
in
I just
sheets?
Always wanted to, like.
Like, is he your crush?
Yeah.
Yes, big time. I think he's so
we
talented and so weird.
It was
and, like,
would you rather Louis C.K.?
I feel like we get a pillow talk about anything, and it would be so okay. Cause
that's how I feel about Shaun White. and so, rolling around.
So one day I'm on Facebook, like I am too often every day, and I see this guy who, like...
You hate.
No, sucks. I don't hate him. I, like, wanted to date him. I thought we were going to date, and he'd, like, come visit me in my restaurant, and we'd, like, talk about hanging out, but we never actually hang out. And he made, like, a bad joke about Philip Seymour Hoffman being dead. And I was like, oh, is that really funny? And then I Googled it, and I got...
Yeah. Knew that.
I always admired him because he didn't look like an Oscar-winning actor. He just looked like some dude.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like,
I love him. Guy.
Yeah, I love
that's
that
what I love about foreign films. Like, foreign films have people in them who can act, not people who are intensely beautiful.
So I would be awesome in Europe. I should go there.
Well, just right. Like, so Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You're like, fat guys, come on, have me on.
No, but Philip Seymour Hoffman figured out how to make that work in America.
Which
like,
is weird, yeah.
He fucking, in Happiness.
I've wanted to see that forever.
You've never seen
it? I've never
seen
it.
I have
it
on VHS.
I love Happiness.
Oh, we should all watch it together.
We should. It's such a good movie.
I really liked him in Punch Drunk Love, too.
Punch Drunk Love?
He was in that? I don't remember him in that.
He was the scary Mormon dude.
Very talented Mr. Ripley. Flawless? Do you guys ever see Flawless?
I saw, I think, but I don't remember it.
Yo, Boogie Nights.
Boogie
Nights. So fucking
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Who can't relate to that?
Exactly.
Who
cannot?
Name me one person who can't relate
to
that.
I don't know. Because, come on, I feel that way right now.
Boogie Nights? No. So, Boogie Nights is like a movie about 70s porn.
And Mark Wahlberg becomes a famous porn actor.
I've seen like
porn. And Philip Seymour Hoffman is like the boom mic guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He falls in love with Dirk Diggler. And like Dirk Diggler's got an obsession with a car and he buys the car. And he shows up on New Year's Eve and he's like, "Where do you see my car?" And he shows him the car and then he tries to kiss him. And he's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Oh,
and he's like,
"That's why."
He's like, "I'm sorry. I just thought you liked me. I liked you. I liked you. You liked me. I thought it was all good." And Mark Wahlberg's like, "I'm just gonna go back inside."
Right,
and
like
Mark Phil Seymour Hoffman.
Right, so Mark Wahlberg is like, "I'm used to this. I'm not into it. This is my move out." Right.
Right.
And it's perfect. And Philip Seymour Hoffman sits in the car and for like. An uncomfortable
during the New
movie.
Year's Eve, like while you're camping,
he's like,
"I'm a fucking idiot!
I'm a fucking idiot!
Dirk Diggler's cock!
I'm a fucking idiot!" And I don't care who you are, you relate to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Because at that moment, you remember telling somebody that you really liked, "Hey, I really like you," and they're like, "Yo! Whoa!"
That's
you're like, "I'm a fucking idiot."
Like, nothing bad even happened.
Right. That is, that
he
whole...
He could have been like, "Okay, cool, where am I going?"
That whole like, that whole scene, sums up me and Lamar. Alright, so this has been episode number 4 of Two Drink Minimum. Thank you for joining us. We're so glad you came tonight.
Oh, yeah, I came here.
It's a good one.
Yes, I think this is a good one.
Call
me.
Very happy to be here.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. Here's my number.
I'm just saying.
So call me, maybe.
Anyone out there thinks I'm funny,
from
say
the
something.
Other
I'll probably date you.
Yes. So thank you.
Oh, fucking
happy Valentine's Day from this episode of Two Drink Minimum.